We're going to turn on the lawnmower and use this dB meter to find out exactly how loud it is. Then we're going to get a pound of C4, park the lawnmower on top of it, blow it up, and find out how loud the boom is.
Because actions speak louder than words, Grant fires her up, and Carrie gets a reading at ground zero.
Feeling about 90.
And then again, 100 feet away.
What do you got?
Yeah, we're sticking at about 40. It's not even louder than the ambient noise around here.
So with the baselines in the bag, the Bontex brace for the boom. But how will C4's crack compare?
Okay, Carrie Byron, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
This is L is for loud in 3, 2, 1, fire!
It sure was a roar. But as for data, well, the near mic got maimed and the far one maxed out.
That was loud.
That was, in fact, it was so loud, it maxed out the meter.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Meaning all we know is that the din was at least 130 dB, making it louder than the blast of a jet. Meanwhile, as Carrie's about to confirm, M is for movies.
M is for movies.
What does that have to do with explosions?
Well, we can't do a Mythbusters A to Z of explosives without taking movies to task. Because if there's one thing we've learned on Mythbusters, it's that Hollywood will always choose style over substance.
Yeah, you know, there are still so many classic mistakes that Hollywood makes.
Like cars going over cliffs always explode.
That's a negative on the explosion.
Bummer.
Reality makes a crappy special effects crew.